Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Father.
Yes, it is the last day of Christmas, so I was like, well, come out to say it. It's a way to be having a whole like 9 months, seven months before we can say it again. So today, as we celebrate the baptism of Jesus, is kind of a bridge between the Christmas season and ordinary time, which we will start tomorrow. In my Christmas homily on Christmas Day, I said that Jesus became human for two main reasons. One, to reveal God the Father. Jesus came to reveal God the Father. And second, he came for the forgiveness of sins. These two truths of why Jesus came is revealed in our reading today. Obviously, we heard how God the Father reveals himself with the Holy Spirit, but also in a little obscure way, which I hope to make clear in my homily, that Jesus also came for the forgiveness of sins, as this feast also of his baptism foreshadows. Now, we all know that by his birth, Jesus became like us in all things but sin, as the book of Hebrews testifies. So because Jesus did not have sin, he did not have to be baptized. But he was, not for his own sake, but for ours. And so to understand what happens in Jesus' baptism is so important, so that what he experienced, we too can experience. That what happened in his baptism can and should happen in ours. And so first, look at the revelation of God the Father and what he says to Jesus. He says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So we have here the Father is revealing who Jesus is. He is testifying, proclaiming to all the good Jews gathered around that now the God the Father is speaking, "This is my Son." And the Holy Spirit that you just have said it is coming upon this Son. Now we all know that wonderful scripture verse from John chapter 3 verse 16, right? John 3:16. I hope you all know that. If you know it, let's say it together. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that anyone who might believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." Good job. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son." So that we who are lost in our sin, who deserve death, might not perish, but might have eternal life. So now, Jesus, now that he is born and baptized, he is offering himself back to the Father. Think about that. What Jesus is doing by his baptism and his life, his entire life, is offering himself out of love to the Father for the good of us, for the good of others. In every Mass, every single Mass is an offering of Jesus to the Father. for good of you and I. When we come to Mass, we enter in to this eternal offering of self. Well, what is Jesus doing? He is offering himself. Why? Because that's what the Father did. The Father offered himself, his only begotten Son, whom he loved, his beloved Son. He offered him. And so Jesus is doing what the Father, when he sees the Father doing. For that is what it means to be a child of God. We do what the Father does. So I ask you, are you offering yourself? Do you see your life as an offering to God the Father in Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit? But also, this is also saying that the baptism of Jesus is a dying to self, is a death. As he is, after he ascended into the waters, he came up, risen. So, but he knows that this baptism is just a foreshadowing of what is to come. Another, more perfect dying and rising. And if you think that Jesus didn't know what he was about to undergo, what the purpose of his life was, listen to how the Jewish people who were witnessing this baptism, how they would have known what Jesus was doing. For God says, Father says, this is my beloved Son. Who is the first beloved Son? If you think back to Abraham in Genesis 22, God asks Abraham, will you offer your son? Take your son, Isaac, your only son, whom you love. In other words, take your beloved son. But would, for the sacrifice upon his shoulders, go up the Mount Moriah and offer your son as a sacrifice? Are you willing to do that, Abraham? And we know that Abraham was willing to do that. But know that at the end of the story, at the end of Genesis 22, God didn't want Abraham to sacrifice his only son, because God the Father himself would do that 1,000 years later. God the Father would offer his only begotten son, whom he loves, to be sacrificed. And Jesus knew exactly what he was baptism into this death and resurrection. If you don't think that Jesus knew, as think also in Scripture, when John and James were asking, can we sit at your right hand and see the glory of Jesus? What did Jesus say? The right society is to sit at my right is not mine to give. It is the Father's. But can you drink from the chalice that I will drink from? And then another strange line. Can you be baptized into my baptism? Jesus knows his baptism means death, sacrifice. Can you be baptized into my baptism? My brothers and sisters, we are called to, like Christ, not only offer ourselves to our love to the Father, for the good of others, but we are to offer ourselves as a sacrifice. Sacrifice, die to ourselves, die to our sins, to receive the new life God has and wants to give us. I ask you again, is your life an offering to God the Father? Do you wake up every morning and pray, Father, my life is in your hands. Do with me as you desire. Use me, direct me, guide me according to your will. For I am an offering to you. Do we think that way? Do we pray for that offering? Do we see that our lives are an offering? I love a great line in our Eucharistic prayer number 3. Which we'll say in was I will say and pray. We will all pray, hopefully, in a few minutes. It says, make of us an offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect. We are praying, asking Jesus, God the Father, make of us an offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, with your holy ones in heaven. My brothers and sisters, if you and I, who are called to be children of God, who are made children of God by adoption through our baptism, if you want to receive the inheritance of God, the new life of God, the Father wants to give you, we must be an offering. Make of us an offering to you so that we may obtain the inheritance. So, my brothers and sisters, here in this Mass, as we celebrate the eternal offering of Jesus Christ to the Father in the Holy Spirit, may you and I be caught up into this eternal offering. And may we offer ourselves out of love, offer our hearts out of love, out of worship, in how we respond, in how we sing. Let us give up our hearts in love to the Father, in Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit. Let us offer ourselves so that we can receive the great inheritance God has for each and every one of us here in and through this Mass, the offering of His only begotten Son.